You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hakamadi and C, and today we are covering WWE Monday Night Raw from February 26, 2024, live in San Jose, California. And to start off this episode of Raw, Dominic Mysterio comes out and introduces the WWE World Women's Champion, Rhea Ripley, out to the ring. Rhea comes out and says, Nia Jax is the biggest threat to my title, but just because I'm from Down Under doesn't mean mommy doesn't always come out on top. Becky Lynch then comes out and Becky says, the man is coming around to WrestleMania to fight you. But congratulations, what a night we both had on Saturday. I won the chamber and you defending your title in your home country with all your friends and family. What a moment. Now they won't have to fly to WrestleMania to watch you lose. Dominic then says, no one talks to mommy like that. Becky says, shut up, you kumquat. Rhea, you're on a hell of a run. You've been the face of this company. Meanwhile, I've been hurt the heart and soul, became a Grand Slam champion. The man can do it all, including beating Rhea Ripley. Rhea says, never disrespect my Latino heat. Congrats. It's about time you won something close to my level. The men always think they're the backbone, but behind every great man is a great, greater woman. But I'm not behind because mommy is always on top. And with that, Nia Jax shows up and attacks Becky Lynch, lands two leg drops, and then officials stop Nia from hitting an annihilator. And then Nia says backstage that Liv should expect a lot more pain than Becky got. So even though Becky will be taking on Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax still has her sights set on Becky. Next, we have Sami Zayn taking on Shinsuke Nakamura. In a hard-fought match, Sami Zayn got the win after landing a Helluva kick. I wonder where his road to WrestleMania will lead. A lot of people are saying he might end up winning the Money in the Bank match, so stay tuned for that. He might. But this is decent action from Sami Zayn, bringing back his old style. Next, you see Raquel Rodriguez defeating Chelsea Green quickly after a Tijuana bomb. And Raquel showed up at Chamber and is looking to dominate on her road to Mania as well. Imperium walked by Sami Zayn and Gunther laughs at him. Could this be the beginnings of the WrestleMania feud? Imperium come out to the ring. Gunther says, I am still your greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. I got to be honest, Jay almost had me beat. Nobody's perfect, but I'm very close. Before my men outclash the New Day, I want to address my future. Who is going to be my opponent at WrestleMania? Sami Zayn, Chad Gable, The Miz. I even see people saying R-Truth. That's when the Judgment Day come out. And Damian Priest says, we plan on winning more gold at WrestleMania. That includes that gold. Gunther says, since you're not cashing in on me, who is it? Dominic Mysterio then pushes Damian Priest aside. Dominic says, Gunther, when Dirty Dom and Judgment Day say we're going to do something, we mean it. That title belongs to us. And then Gunther pushes Dom. Priest gets mad, but Judgment Day holds him back and they leave. So are we going to see Dominic and Gunther at Mania? I don't know if I want to see that. But one of these guys from Judgment Day is definitely going to go at Gunther, it looks like. We see Andrade backstage telling Dominic Mysterio that he will be his first opponent on Raw next week. That will be good stuff. We then have a special street fight, the New Day taking on Imperium. An amazing street fight here. We saw kendo sticks, tables, but the end came after Imperium nailed the finisher on Kofi to get the win. Next, Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler defeat Indy Hartwell and Candice LeRae, and they might be on the run for the women's tag team titles. Next, Drew McIntyre comes out. Drew says, thank you for praying for me. I feel like hell. I was the last man standing in the chamber. My eardrum burst, and the doctor told me I was hurt, and I might miss WrestleMania. I said, who do you think I am, CM Punk? And then Drew McIntyre sits down in his CM Punk crisscross applesauce. Drew says, I drank too much to celebrate Mr. Rollins. Come on down. And then the world champion Seth Rollins comes out. Seth says, you did it, Drew. You clowned your way at another title shot. Drew says, why are you making it hard on yourself with the bloodline? Just stop. We need you here on Raw. My responsibility would be to that title. Please, for the both of our sakes, back off. Seth says respectfully, some risks are worth taking. WrestleMania might be easy for you. You might be right, but you might be wrong. After my daughter, I realized there are more important things than me. If we don't take care of the bloodline before WrestleMania, they will come for the world title. So Seth is making perfect sense to Drew. He says, if we don't get rid of the bloodline, they're going to interfere in our match and it won't be a fair fight. And he makes sense to Drew here. Will Drew work with Seth to get rid of the bloodline? I guess we'll have to see. Nia Jax is taking on Liv Morgan, and before the match can finish, Becky Lynch comes in and attacks Nia after Nia attacked Becky earlier. Backstage, Liv tells Becky there's more important people than just her. Austin Theory is upset with Grayson Waller backstage. Drew McIntyre confronts Jey Uso, and the two men start fighting. And we've made it to our main event, Grayson Waller with Austin Theory versus Cody Rhodes. Cody gets the win after a Cody Cutter and a Crossroads after Paul Heyman comes out with security guards. Paul says, my name is Paul Heyman. And Cody says, I'm right here. Come get me. Paul says, I understand how insulting it may be to be Will Smith, meaning he was slapped. Keep Roman Reigns' name out of your mouth. If you back away, it would be okay. I'm begging with you, please, with a cherry on top, withdraw this challenge from Roman Reigns and The Rock or else. Cody says, or else what? You want to know why I trash your boy Dwayne? We all were fans of The Rock. I am fed up with being nice. If it's a bloodline setup, come and get me. With that, security guards surround Cody Rhodes. Cody says, let me keep this clear. If anyone makes a step towards me, I'm dropping everyone in this ring. And the security guards approach Cody, which then leads Cody to drop all of them with chair shots. And then Paul Heyman takes out his phone. He says, call Roman Reigns and call The Rock. And Cody says, call them. Bloodline isn't hunting me. I'm hunting the bloodline. And Cody continues to attack the guards. And with that, this was a decent episode of Raw. We are on the road to WrestleMania. And we are going to be with that soon. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.